flicks or whatever
chick
you call
flicks.
Them.
Chick flicks, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. We do have some baseball going on today. Right now, bottom of the sixth, Tigers lead the Twins 13-6. Indians lead the Cardinals 7-2. That game in the bottom of the eighth, Blue Jays over the Red Sox 4-1. That game in the top of the fifth. Coming up, well, it should have already started. Maybe I should have refreshed the scoreboard before I did this, right?
You know, personal preference again.
here we go. Well, for some reason, then you may have postponed the game. Anyway, top of the second, Astros and Mariners, no score there. So, coming up, well, the A's and Padres are coming up right now. So, thought I'd skipped a game, but I guess I had. By the way, Blue Jays and Red Sox playing a doubleheader today. They got rained out yesterday. So,
should be a good series, huh?
Yep, there you go. So, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob, how you doing? I was having some few questions. I was kind of curious because the governor's opened up the state now. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
But anyway, what does that mean for high school football? I know it's coming up soon. And would players have to wear a mask out in the heat and all that deal or play even in the mask?
No, I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't know. The CDC says now they're recommending masks indoors. And stuff like that, you know. But again, if this thing keeps going as it is going now, it could get worse. I mean, we could be back to. I'm not ruling it out that we don't get back to lockdowns and everything again if they don't get a handle on this.
I even got my rabies shot and everything.
Well, that's good, Dave.
But anyway, another question would be about the college level. What about masks in that front? You think they'll probably, the way you're saying, it might have to, huh?
And, well, here's the thing. I'm glad you brought this up. Because most universities are requiring returning students to be vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're saying, well, we're not making the football play. Well, you know, but if you're a returning student and you have to be vaccinated, doesn't that include the football players as well?
It should be.
So yeah. I don't know what the big deal is about making football players get vaccinated. They have to.
Because that'll show up in the media.
Another thing about the NFL is coming up next Thursday, and if they're going to play the Black National Anthem every game, what's that going to do to the ratings, and what's that going to do to make this country more united, you know?
I don't know, Dave. I really don't know. Appreciate the call. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, this is Richard.
Hey.
I want to talk about the expansion stuff.
Okay.
I've heard some, rumors circulating out there. You know, the Big 12 is probably done. I've heard, like, West Virginia. I've even heard, like, Oklahoma State to the ACC. But I was thinking kind of outside the box, you know, Oklahoma State and West Virginia, I don't see them ever getting to the top tier. But what about teams like, like Coastal Carolina or Charlotte 49ers? I watched them play us, I think it was last year. And, obviously we have more talent, more depth, and, you know, they couldn't pull it out in third, fourth quarter. But they fought hard those first two quarters, and they looked pretty good, and I like their coach. It might not be beneficial now, but down the road, because those are two programs that are continuing to grow and they put money into their facilities, that's something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, and thank you for the call. You got a lot of background noise there. I think right now what has happened so far, and it's only been two schools, but I think we all probably figure there's more to come.
Oh, absolutely.
There's more to come. I think that really hurts the Appalachian States, the Coastal Carolinas, the Louisianas, just a few, the Cincinnatis, and stuff like that. They don't have the brand power to be even in consideration of of a super conference.
Exactly.
If that is the goal, which I think it is.
Oh, absolutely, because you're going to take the Michigans. You're going to take the Penn States, the Clemsons. You're not going to look at Cincinnati first. You're not going to look at Memphis first, unfortunately.
I mean, we will continue to have these discussions because right now there's nothing else really to talk about. Thank you again for doing this so we have something to talk about in July and early August. But, I mean, if like I told Gene, and a lot of people out there are way smarter than me, but I can tell you right now, if you gave me the number, you said our goal is a super conference, and you give me that number, I can pretty much tell you what's going to happen to every school in this country.
Oh, absolutely. And what would happen?
Oh, you know, the ones with the top brand power, the top financial, the ones that basically the ones that bring the money.
Yep.
And the eyes to the TVs will be in that super conference.
That's what this is all about, honestly.
This is football. We're talking football.
Yeah. It's business now.
Yeah.
That's what it's turned into. It's like instead of looking at the best interest for the schools and everything,
right.
It's like how do we make as much money as possible in this time that we're the transition time that's going on right now.
This is all about football as driving this entire thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you told me 32 teams, I would say tell you Carolina, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, probably the Mississippi schools don't make it.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me it's going to be a 64. Okay, you got a fighting chance to get in that. If you tell me it's 32, Clemson gets in, probably Florida State, because I think they still, even though they've been bad,
they're still
a national brand.
Absolutely.
I think Miami gets in, possibly North Carolina gets in.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think anybody else in the conference gets in.
Yeah, no, Louisville won't get in. Georgia Tech won't get in. I mean, and even in the SEC, too,
right.
I wouldn't – if it was 32, I don't know if I see Tennessee. It's got to be the top programs, and they're going to take the top six from everybody. And Tennessee hasn't been, at the top for a long time.
And, I mean, you're going to have situations arise. I mean, even though Nebraska has struggled, they're still a national brand.
Nebraska, Wisconsin, I feel like Indiana's growing as well.
I don't know if Indiana's grown enough right now to get in that. They had a couple good years.
Yeah, I think with that quarterback that got tore his ACL last year after beating Penn State, I think they might
Penn State would be in, Michigan, yep. Ohio State. I would say Nebraska, maybe Iowa, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
So it's just a matter of what that number would be.
What about TCU?
I don't know. No, I just don't see it.
I don't know why I started thinking about them, because remember
they're a small school.
Yeah,
they're very competitive.
Yeah, when the Red Rifle was there, I mean, I was hearing about those Horned
Frogs.
Right,
but they're a small school. They don't bring that many eyes to the TV.
Yeah, and we also have to look at it as if we're not just doing football, we got to look at the basketball programs. We have to look at the baseball programs and take a look as a whole and see which schools will actually be good for this super conference.
Pac-12, Southern Cal. You'd have to throw UCLA in there.
Yeah.
Washington, Oregon.
Stanford.
The Arizona schools, I think you're out.
Utah.
Oregon State. Utah. I give me the number and I'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I may work on that for another day this week. I'll just use 32 and I'll tell you what 32 teams I think make up a super conference.
Yeah, we can make some
lists. It wouldn't be hard to do.
Yeah, we can make some lists and compare. That'd be fun.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob. I'm a little frustrated with this caller the other day who was like clutching his pearls that his Texas buddy said that the Gamecocks were going to get kicked out of the SEC because of Texas and Oklahoma. Highly annoying, dude. Highly annoying.
Well, he was just he was attempting at bad humor. That's what he was.
Well, if you say so, man. And, listen, we all know that the Gamecocks are a win-one, lose-one squad, good year, bad year squad. But I tell you what, South Carolina has played the toughest schedule in college football in the United States since 1896. And I stand by that. In fact, the first time Texas football ever saw South Carolina was in 1957 when Alex Hawkins ran a 98-yard kickoff return back on their butts in Austin, Texas. Him and King Dixon was on that squad. We whooped their butt 27-21 in Austin in 1957.
Yeah, that'll teach them. Bring them on.
So, hey, Texas, what's going on? Bring your butts into the SEC. We're not scared of anyone. We'll whoop your asses. I'm out.
All right. I noticed he didn't mention Oklahoma.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, I'll say again, I don't think anybody wanted any part of Oklahoma at the end of last year.
No, you were saying yesterday, and you're exactly right. Spencer Rattler, the quarterback, he was starting to heat up. He's going to be good. And that defense is starting to figure it out. They have some really good athletes to fly around.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
An accident being reported River Road at Murraywood. And if you're traveling Riverland at Mainbank, we have a multiple vehicle collision. One of those vehicles is in the ditch. Things are starting to get a bit heavy. Also, watch for an accident Ashley Phosphate at I-26 and Red Bank at Hallmark out near Snape. A few stalled autos as well, one on the interstate westbound at Ashley Phosphate and another downtown on the crosstown at King. Max Place is your Chicago-themed Irish sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs. Your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Couple of thunderstorms in the area, a high around 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 74. Partly sunny and humid Thursday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday. Highs this weekend in the low 90s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
When it comes to vehicle issues, don't spin your wheels. Leave that to us. The service team at Berkeley Ford has the experience and solutions to get you back on the road while being fast, fair, and reliable. For repairs and maintenance, bring your vehicle to Berkeley Ford. Just 15 minutes from Northwoods Mall on Highway 52 towards Monk's Corner.
Thick thighs save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Lowcountry from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thighstop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit thighstop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
Trade in and trade up all month long at Berkeley Ford. Celebrate your independence by freeing yourself from your old vehicle. Red, white, or blue, we've got the car for you. Rush to Berkeley Ford, just 15 minutes from North Charleston on Highway 52 towards Monk's Corner.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rock and robin.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this What in Wonder Wednesday afternoon. This hour of Fan Talk brought to you by Canny Foundation Specialists. If you have a problem, Canny can fix it. Give them a call at 843-484-3625. We had a ton of rain today. Ton of rain.
Huge.
Wait a couple of days. When you get home, look on your house. On your house where the crawl spaces are, breeding grounds for mold and rot causes structural damage, air quality problems. And if you have standing water after a couple of days, you might have a problem. I got it. We got a lot of rain today.
Oh, yeah. I was downtown. It was flooded.
So check on your house. And if you see standing water, give Kenny a call. They can come fix it. The number 843-484-3625. Get a free no-obligation estimate from a contractor you can trust. Check them out at CannyCanFixIt.com because they do a number of things. Concrete leveling, all that good stuff. But foundation and crawl spaces, that is their specialty. So that number once again, 843-484-3625. Our number is 843-721-9500. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, what's up?
Hey.
I got a question for you. If it would go to 32 teams. Now, if it went to 32 teams, would that cancel the SEC and ACC out as a conference, or would they just replace those schools that leave?
I think if you form a super conference, yeah, you either leave your respective conferences or you dissolve your respective conferences. If it's 32, I think you could leave your conference, form your own super conference. You
right.
What is left, we'll just reach out.
Go independent.
Well, no, you. All right, let's say, just for conversation's sake, A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, A&M, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Florida, join the super conference. So you take what you got left, Clemson leaves, Florida State leaves, Miami leaves, look and see what you got left, and then it might be a good thing for the teams like Appalachian, Coastal, stuff like that.
Right.
But the bad thing's going to be is those 32 teams, that super conference, they're going to get the majority of the TV money.
Now, say if it went to 64, which I kind of don't know if that's possible, but if it is possible, couldn't you look at that like the NCAA tournament goes with the 64 teams for the
now? I don't know how they'd work it out. You wouldn't have a 64-team football tournament.
No, but no. I mean, it could be similar to that where I guess you could take the NIT.
If you had a 64-team conference, they would divide it up. Into four 16-team divisions, something like that.
Right.
If it was 32, they would probably divide it up into four 8-team divisions.
Now, how long do you think it will be before something like this actually happens, or do you think it's just going to be a gradual thing?
I have no idea. I really don't. It could happen very quickly. I think wait and see what happens next. And then ask me that question.
Yeah, and I think as a whole, it would end up hurting college football later on. I just think because of the money and everything, we see what money does to other sports. So hopefully they'll have it figured out, and hopefully it'll be something different. But the team, the bit like you said, the best teams are going to be in there, and the worst teams are going to just play for seconds. I'll talk to you later.
All right, appreciate it. Here's the thing to look for next. Does the ACC go out and add two? Does the Big Ten go out and add two? Does the Pac-12 go out and add two? Does the Big 12 try to salvage what they have and adding some other teams? Do they go numbers, or they stay, or do you leave your conference to go to another conference like Texas and Oklahoma are doing?
I feel like Big Ten's going to have a lot of pride with them, so they're going to try to add some other teams. But I honestly think the SEC is going to be so dominant with this merger
right.
that we're having that you're going to have to concede to them at some point.
I mean, if you saw if, like, in 2 weeks, Clemson and Florida State announced they're joining the SEC, look out, because all hell's fixing to break loose.
Yeah, that's all over there. Then we're going to the Super League, Super Conference
right.
that we'll have for sure.
Now, if you go out, if the ACC goes out, tries to convince Notre Dame to become a full-time football member, and they pick up West Virginia.
Yeah.
Big Ten goes out and picks up Oklahoma State and Iowa State. Pac-12 goes out, picks up Boise State, maybe one of the Texas schools or a couple of the Texas schools. Big 12 goes out to the Cincinnati's, people like that. Then I think we're probably stable for a while.
Yeah, then it will stay with around 16.
But if you start seeing more teams leave their conference to go to another conference, in my opinion, all hell is fixing to break loose.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, good afternoon.
Hey.
Hey, you know, yeah, the dominoes are falling. There's no question about that. I mean, I am going to have to disagree with you on one of the points. You talk about Nebraska still being a national brand. I don't think they have been since Frank Solich was there. It's been over 20 years before they actually were somewhat competitive. And, you know, my fear for Texas is as much as they're arrogant, believing in that, you know, that it's still the Vince Young days. They haven't put out a good team really since Colt McCoy, and they're really more Nebraska in the Big Ten than what they'll be in the SEC. Now, the one thing, though, Bobby, that it's not really been talked about enough is, and I've talked to a lot of family and friends in Texas, and in Lubbock, College Station, and Waco, the lawmakers are really trying to push, since Texas is a public university, state university, of maybe making some sort of problem for them within the state house and doing it so they can't go. So it'll be interesting to see who's going to jump in if there's any sort of lawsuits that's going to happen within the time period, because, you know, these schools are, you know, the schools, especially, you know, the Baylors and stuff, who are a private school, it's going to be a hard sell for them because of the TV money and so forth. But Texas, this isn't a done deal as quick as people think in regards to that.
No, I would tell those politicians, you had no problem with Texas A&M leaving for the SEC. You shouldn't have a problem with Texas. What difference does it make as far as the state is concerned, what conference they're in?
Well, you know, the thing, again, it's just being the right. The thing with A&M leaving, it didn't break up the Big 12, and the issue with that is the reason why Clemson, North Florida State, had been given invites to the SEC. I guess there's a gentleman's agreement that if you were like South Carolina, or if you were, you know, in regards to Florida, that you had the veto power not to allow these schools to get in. And that's why I'm kind of surprised that with A&M being there and joining, that was part of their agreement, that they would have that gentleman agreement that they wouldn't allow Texas in. Now, we also remember back in the ACC, that's what happened with Connecticut, because BC wouldn't allow Connecticut in because they said once that, you know, the agreement was if we join, Connecticut will never be able to join the ACC. So, like you say, it's a dominant. Notre Dame, I think, will always stay independent because there's just too much money to be made for them. And the other schools, like you say, it'll just be a free-for-all to see what happens.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Well, Notre Dame needs to talk to NBC. Because, yeah. I mean, all you got to do is do the math. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame would make more money being in the ACC than they would right now.
Yes, absolutely. I think they have to look at that, and especially with the development of the super conferences, they know that we got some big money coming our way.
As the ACC network has grown and everything, Notre Dame's contract, and I did the math a couple of years ago, Notre Dame gets like $20 million from NBC, $22 million, something like that. They can make $40 million. In the ACC,
they get $15 million annually from NBC.
$15 million, and they would get close to $40 million.
Yeah, that's
by
not
joining
close.
The ACC.
That's not even close.
Now, I'm not a very good at math, but I can figure that out. So the money NBC deal, that is a non-factor. Notre Dame just treasures, for whatever reason, being an independent.
Yes, they do.
And they may be forced to let that go.
Oh, they're going to see the money, and then they're going to realize that they have to do it. We can't hold on to this tradition forever of being an independent. If you're getting $45 million instead of $15 million for your school, I'd take that in a heartbeat. I don't know about you.
I mean, are we going to do a 31-team super conference and Notre Dame? Are we going to do a 63-team super conference and Notre Dame? I don't think so.
They always have to be different.
I don't think so. So, anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM and 910 AM.
Steely Dan, Absolutely Normal Tour 2021. Steely Dan, live in concert. Performing the greatest hits for one night only. North Charleston Performing Arts Center, October 20th. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. For more info, check SteelyDan.com.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Diesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Diesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 9 at night and Sundays 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive, which means one of the best views in the city. Parking validated. Offering dine-in, takeout, and outdoor dining. Come grab a bite at a Charleston favorite. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Hey fans, the Citadel football is back to full capacity and want to see you fill Johnson Haygood Stadium this fall. Season ticket options start at just $100 and include all six home games. Come see all the Bulldogs have to offer, including a new gigantic video board and a fun, family-friendly environment. Don't miss out on one of the most unique college football experiences, including the pageantry of the Corps of Cadets marching into the stadium. Purchase tickets today by calling 843-953-3647 or visiting CitadelSports.com.
Looking for a side hustle or a job for your kiddo? Consider Wingstop, the national leader in chicken wings and fries. Learn skills and trades that will advance your pay as well as your abilities in the hospitality industry. Apply in person at either location, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard or Rivers Avenue.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Down in the jungle room, when I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel?
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market going fast, man. And they're all selling $20,000, $30,000 over list price. And with today's low interest rates, you're actually able to buy more home. But because of the low inventory, many folks are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. And that agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Family means everything to Michael and Linda. Desperately wanted to sell their $1 million home to be closer to the grandchildren. They listed her house with another agency, anxiously waiting for it to sell. And you got to ask yourself, in this market, why didn't it sell after 112 days? So they reached out to Matt O'Neill. Matt does what he does. He had a grand open house, sold a home in just 3 days, and over the asking price. So Matt's the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in 24 hours. He also gives you that other option we tell you about every day. They give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. So be the all cash buyer who wins that offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash to buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. Time now to check in with our buddies over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Osberg, how are you, sir?
I am doing well. How are you doing today, Bobby?
Doing good. Doing good. Been a good day.
Good. Yeah, absolutely. I am up in Greenville as I talk to you right now and eating at my favorite restaurant in Greenville, the Pizza House. And so that is always a good thing, working and eating at my favorite restaurant in town. So I'm good with that.
Why are you in Greenville?
I came up today for the high school coaches convention. Today was the football rules meeting. So every high school football coach in the state is in that room.
I got you.
So number one, I try to get a lot of my previews done in one day. I can get most of my previews done and it avoids a lot of driving from town to town to town to town when they all practice at the same time. And then also wanted to hear what Jerome Singleton had to say about just any precautions that are going to be taken or any new rule changes or, you know, anything going into the year. So, I mean, practice starts on Friday. So today is the time for all of them to find out what's going on before they start up practice. So,
right. And I saw on Twitter, apparently this year in high school football in the state of South Carolina, if you make if you give the first down sign after a play, that's going to be a penalty.
Yep, it is a penalty. They don't want the sack thing. They don't want the touchdown thing, and they don't want the first down chop. So, that was certainly a rule that was brought up today, and talked to some coaches about it. I talked to Lowcountry coaches, Art Craig, Denny McDaniel. They were all for it. I don't think they need to see showboating on their own team. And you know, I think the high school league is just a little more concerned that kids are watching too much TV, and they see what NFL guys do, and they just don't want it getting out of control. So I'm fine with that. I got no problem with that at the high school level.
No, they can do it at all levels and suit me.
Yeah, no, I had no problem with that rule. But, the high school league is being very cautious, but, you know, basically Jerome Singleton's message is like, look, go at it like you went at it last year. Do it like you did last year with the sanitation. Do it like you did last year with separation, and let's figure this thing out. And he has a really good tiered plan. You know, look, I got to worry. He was basically, I got 2 weeks to worry about just my players. And then in 2 weeks when scrimmages start and jamborees, all right, now I got to start worrying about my referees. And then it gets to be 2 weeks after that where, all right, now I got to start worrying about fans and figuring out what the deal with fans is. And Singleton said he learned just a ton from doing it last year. And obviously the high school league worked last year. And they had a championship and they had playoffs. And so I think, you know, his big message to the coaches was take it like you did it last year. Just do what you did last year and let's push through, you know, but that being said, do what you did last year, but we're starting on time this year and have a full preseason this year and everything that we want to have, we're going to have as well. So it seemed like a productive meeting and the coaches were cool with it. It's funny that the biggest concern that I had that I sensed from coaches was this is the first time in a year that they've had all their players in school. He said, you know, most of these coaches have had their kids going to school virtual online. So, you know, a lot of them are like, first of all, are we going to get these kids up and out of bed at 8 o'clock in the morning to come to football practice? Number two, now I'm going to be able to recruit out of my own hallways. And number three, we need to, you know, maybe light a little fire under a lot of these kids who have who've become a little lazy during the pandemic. So that seemed to kind of be the response from the coaches that I talked to.
Yeah, any concern about the rising numbers with the virus that all this could change?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate worry is that, yeah, this could change. And, yeah, you might see attendance pulled back or, you know, the difference is, I mean, the question is in high school, some kids are old enough to be vaccinated. Others are not old enough to be vaccinated right now. So, you know, or you know, the 12, 13-year-old, I mean, you're on the very, very, very bottom end of what has been deemed safe to be vaccinated. So I think there's a little concern just about the younger ones. I think, you know, coaches are not allowed by law to tell kids to get vaccinated. They cannot tell the kids what to do. But they could certainly inform them of you know, okay, obviously this vaccine is working. There doesn't seem to be side effects, yada, yada, yada. So coaches can inform, but they can't tell their team to get vaccinated. They can't tell their team you're not going to be on the team if you are going to get vaccinated. Like, you're not going to get vaccinated. That they can't do that. So, you know, every high school coach that I have talked to is obviously for the vaccine and you know, they understand they're in school all day. They don't want to be around, you know, whatever is going on. But they understand the guidelines that they have to abide by. So it's always tricky when you're dealing with kids who are not your own kids. You know, I mean, it's kind of the same as, you know, you don't preach religion to your kids or you don't preach political affiliation to your, you know, kids on your team not who are not your own family. So there's kind of a tight line that the coaches have to walk. But, you know, I thought our coaches were tremendous last year in, you know, all of the things that they had to do, the separate water bottles and the, you know, separating in the locker rooms and everything like that. I thought our coaches were tremendous about that last year. And they're just going to have to do that again for now to try to keep things safe.
Did I say anything about, maybe too early, protocols for testing, like once the season starts?
No, I have not gotten that far yet. Did not hear any mentions of that today. The other thing they meant, you know, high school championship games are going to spread out from Thursday to Saturday again, and no location set yet. But I think there's going to be two on Thursday, two on Friday, two on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, at like 1 and 7 o'clock. So it is going to allow them to clean out the stadiums again, like they did last year, in between. So I mean, they are kind of setting up ahead of time with things that they did learn that they were able to do last year. So. So we did hear a little bit about that.
There you go. Greenville now. What's so special? What is it? The Pizza House?
Pizza House. P-I-T-A.
Pizza House.
It's like a Mediterranean place. Really good. I it's been around forever. I used to come when I lived up here cheap. I mean, it's not like an expensive downtown place. It's up on Pleasantburg, but I came because it's literally right down the block from the convention center where the convention was. So I used to come here a lot because it was good food for pretty inexpensive when I lived here. And, you know, I knew it was still open, so I swung by. And they've got a plug that I could plug my laptop into. I could work and I could eat a pita, so I'm good with that.
Well, there you go. So high school on the agenda for tonight, right?
High school on the agenda for tonight, yep.
I like that. No, when the player makes the first down, no jumping up with the fry. I like that. I wish they'd do more.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on it. The NFL ruins everything, and the NFL takes it from cheering to, you know, be like what Chad Ochocinco did, and you know, and Terrell Owens, and you know what people did that just like high school kids don't need to be doing that, you know, especially because high school kids get out of control with it. You know, you could be facing a team who's completely inferior to you and up 70-0 and guys are still doing the sack thing. Like, that doesn't need to be done at the high school level. And kids just don't, you know, they don't understand the decency to the other team sometimes. So I'm all for this. I think this is a good thing.
Did you just see the story? And this just broke a minute ago. The number one overall high school quarterback prospect skipping his senior year, going to Ohio State because he can sign NIL deals worth probably seven figures because Texas high school players are not allowed to sign NIL deals. Did you see that story?
Good for him. No, I didn't see that, but good for that kid. He beat the system on that one. Holy cow, that's nuts.
Yeah, Quinn Ewers. He's number one ranked prospect.
That's also crazy that a company would pay a high school kid seven figures.
Right.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's crazy to think about that. That's what we've gone to.
That's nuts that a high school kid would be paid that kind of money from a company.
And again, is somebody from Ohio State promising him, hey, this is what I want to know. I want to know, when you start messing with high school kids, are you promising this kid that you're going to pay him this much money if he comes to Ohio State?
Are you going to
give him the money if he goes, here's what I do if I'm this kid. I say I'm going to Ohio State. Last minute, I switch and see if that company's still going to pay me the money.
Oh, that's you could try to get up on a soapbox like that, Bob, but if they pull that money back, then you're not getting the money. I'm all for getting the money first and then making a decision.
You don't have a problem with somebody promising a kid money?
Oh, I do. I absolutely do, but I also am a capitalist who wants to make money. So if somebody's going to offer me that money, I'll probably take it.
All right, I'm hanging up on you now. You enjoy your pita.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
See, really, a high school kid is guaranteed a seven-figure NIL deal, so he's going to skip his senior year.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I had to send it to you. I knew you'd have something to say about it. It's quite interesting that's what we're going to right now, you know? He's good. Have you seen him? Have you seen clips of him?
No.
Kid's good. He can sling it around. We'll see if it translates, though.
I mean, is he committed to Ohio State now?
Yes, he has been committed to Ohio State for some time now. Seems like he's locked in there, but he might pull a switcheroo. You never know.
So this is something, all you people that hate the NCAA, this is where we need the NCAA or the government or something with some kind of direction.
Yeah, if we're going after high school kids now, as kids 17 years old, we're getting into some tough waters here.
And that direction needs to include a harsh, and I mean harsh penalty, if they can prove that somebody offered a kid a deal if they attended a certain school.
Yeah, that's where things are going to start getting dicey for sure, because I'm sure that's already happened and already talks
about that. Oh, I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
But they need to close the door on that.
Absolutely.
And they need to close the door on that quick. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back and listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With seven convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still getting reports of the multiple vehicle collision, Riverland at Maybank, with one car in the ditch. Not seeing extremely heavy traffic, but do be careful. Watch for an accident in River Road at Murray Wood. Also, Ashley Phosphate at the interstate eastbound on-ramp, there is an accident. A wreck out near Mallard on West 5th North Street. Some problems on 52, inbound to Goose Creek. We're getting reports of a stalled auto or an accident, and it is definitely causing delays. Watch for debris on the interstate westbound at mile marker 220 in the far left lane. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Couple of thunderstorms in the area, a high around 83. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 74. Partly sunny and humid Thursday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday. Partly sunny Saturday and Sunday. Highs this weekend in the low 90s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Foundation problems start small, but will only get bigger and more expensive. Candy Foundation Specialist is the trusted expert for sinking foundations and settling concrete. Foundation problems don't get better over time.
They get better when you call my dad.
Canty Foundation Specialist will permanently repair any foundation and crawl space problems. Call for a free estimate today. 843-484-3625. That's 843-484-3625. Or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Fix eyes, save lives, y'all. And in this case, they are saving the Lowcountry from the national chicken wing shortage. From the creators of Wingstop, let me introduce y'all to Thighstop. Delicious thighs the whole family can enjoy. Visit Thighstop.com to place your order or check them out on DoorDash for delivery.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. The tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. St. Jude is an asset to the world. I think it's the kind of place that could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. If those lessons could be learned, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this One Hit Wonder Wednesday afternoon. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Did you see the German judo coach?
I did not. No, what happened? What happened?
You got to find this.
All right.
The German judo participant, her name was Martina Trejos. And
nice pronunciation.
Her coach, and she wanted this. Her coach comes out, she's about to get it in the end of the ring, right? The coach comes up to her, shakes her violently, and then slaps her twice in the face.
Oh, jeez.
And she said that she asked for it.
Well, I'm watching this in real time right now, and he whoa, okay. Wow. That was a quick one, too. That was a quick one,
and, of course, everybody got all bit out of shape, and she had to come back out and say, no, no, no. I wanted him to do that.
I was going
to
say, have you
it
ever
wakes
seen,
me up.
Have you ever seen the UFC coaches? Like, sometimes they're smacking the heads. They're smacking the shoulders, getting it right. Like Jim Harbaugh. You remember when Jim Harbaugh used to hit
but this is a woman. A guy isn't a woman.
Right. She's also an Olympian judo judo professional, so.
Oh, man.
Could have us on the ground in 10 seconds.
All right. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. NCAA came out today, and they actually spoke. Wasn't Mark Emmett, it was an NCAA spokesperson, said today that previous penalties, including those that are several years old, will not be reevaluated or considered based on recent changes to NIL rules. So, no, Reggie, you can't have your Heisman back.
Unfortunately.
And again, I can't say this enough. People just don't realize or either don't want to know this. What Reggie Bush did and got from an agent would never have been, is not under what is allowed by the NIL rules.
Yeah, that's still not allowed now. You can't do that.
Yes, and the NCAA wiped out all the records because under their eyes at the time, Reggie Bush was an ineligible player.
Right, and that's what people are forgetting. At the time, this was incredibly wrong, and it still is wrong today, even though with the new NIL stuff. So, yeah, I mean, can't have it.
Mississippi State head baseball coach Chris Lemonis got a new long-term contract. Released that he has a base salary of $1.25 million next year, annual increases of $25,000, and the length of the contract was not specified. Give him a lifetime, man. He won a World Series.
I was about to say, you better keep that man
around.
He was
born in Starkville. Give him a lifetime contract.
Yeah, let's keep him around. Let's win a couple more.
Tate Martell.
Here we go. I want to talk about this.
Is headed to UNLV.
Now, have you followed him?
Tate Martell committed to Washington 9 years ago.
When he was 14 years old.
Hey, and here's he's going to UNLV, and he still has 2 years of eligibility.
Yeah, he's been in college football for, what, 3-4 years now? It's unbelievable.
He started in 2007. Started 4 years ago at Ohio State.
Yeah, and he was the hot commodity of
went
of
to
that.
Miami.
Mm-hmm. Played receiver for a little bit, remember that?
Committed to Washington and Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Ohio State. Went to Miami. Went somewhere else, too. I'm missing something. And now he's ended up at UNLV.
I think he just didn't play at all for Miami.
Well, he sat out last year because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can.
Or the fact that he wasn't going to be the starting quarterback.
Well, yeah, they said, you know what, Tate? Yeah, we're just going to put you at receiver instead because you can't get it done throwing the ball. So if that's a clear indication.
I read a weird article today. It was, and I don't remember what athlete. It was a foreign athlete. But I have come to the conclusion, the Olympics, nothing is bigger than the Olympics
right.
When we start talking about how sports are viewed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how much fun are these guys having? There was a girl who tested for COVID, had to go to where the quarantine section is, and she had to beg to get fresh air.
Really?
She's like that. The windows wouldn't open where she was staying. She'd been in there for 8 days, and they let her go outside guarded for 15 minutes. How much fun is that?
I've heard in the past that Olympic Villages and everything like that in a normal year where there's not COVID looming around is a grand time. Everybody's having a blast. But this year, it seems like a lot of people decided not to go because they knew that we're sleeping on cardboard beds. We can't have any
right.
interaction with anybody else. And now people aren't being able to get fresh air before their events. It's absolutely crazy.
I just wonder, because you see all these big names and they're not performing that well. And you wonder if that might have a little bit to do with it.
Absolutely.
Are they really having fun? They're basically over there, no family, no friends, doing their events in front of nobody.
Yeah, and that's got to be the hardest part. Like, this millions of people watching around the world. And
no medal ceremonies.
Yeah, I mean, that's the toughest thing, too. That's the coolest part about winning the medal is getting to stand up there on the podium.
None of that.
No, it's... This is definitely a weird year for the Olympics.
And I think you're going to see that as the Olympics go on, that people are just going to be are there any Olympians going to be left when the closing ceremonies come around?
No.
Because I'd be wanting to get the hell out of there as fast as I possibly could.
Yeah, I was listening to an interview with Simone like a week or two before she came to the Games, and they said, what are you looking forward to most about the Olympics this year? She said, when it's over.
Right.
And so if that gives you any indication of what they're going through.
You have to question whether this is any fun for anybody.
And the living situation and what they're having to do in the quarantine and the masks and all that, it can't be. I think being Olympian, the coolest thing about it is getting to see all the other countries and getting to interact with other athletes, and they're just not able to do that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that is the reason why some of the bigger names are struggling.
Yeah.
This whole Olympics seems different.
Yeah, and there's not like, smack talk or anything going on besides the archery. I don't know if you saw the South Korean team. They were talking to us the entire time. Like, there was a lot of trash talk going on. No masks either. And I was like, oh, this is it. This is the Olympics.
Well, they would just take one right turn with a bow and arrow.
Yes.
And I would shut that up real quick. I set a buzzer by one of them's head.
Yeah, put an apple on top of the head. See if we can shoot it up.
Send him a little warning arrow over there. I saw something today. I don't know if it was just part of a show or something, but they were riding horses and shooting arrows into a target.
At the Olympics?
I don't know if they were in costume, so it might have just been some type of exhibition or something.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a sport. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, somebody heckling me. I said, there you go.
Yeah.
I just, you know, oh, that slipped. Yeah. If I can put it in that target, I can put it in your head.
Exactly. You better shut your mouth, soul.
All right. 2 hours in the books. That's David Gower coming up next hour. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
This is Mike Mazzello for Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road. Have you noticed that some car dealers are running low on inventory? Well, at Stokes Volkswagen, not only do we have more than enough inventory, we've also got a huge selection of the hot new 2022 Volkswagen Taos crossover SUV. And the lease payment is only $219 per month. You get bold SUV styling, a turbocharged engine, and a digital cockpit for just $219 per month. Qualifying Taos purchases can be financed at 0.9 APR for 60 months. Best of all, at Stokes Volkswagen, you don't need perfect credit to qualify. In fact, our lenders are more lenient than ever. So all credit is welcome. Some SUVs are too big, other SUVs are too small. But the all-new Taos at $219 per month is just right. You're going to love the all-new Volkswagen Taos, I guarantee it. So come see us today at Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road or StokesVW.com.
Peace and love at Stokes VW.
39-month lease, $29.99 to assign. Plus tax title. Includes $199.50 administration fee. No security deposit subject to lender approval. $17.05 per month. $1,000 for 60 months. 0.9% APR with zero down.
You know, birthdays and anniversaries are just a few of those special moments in life. So if you want to show her how special she is, Scatell her. At Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, we're working the metals, setting the gems, creating each unique piece. And with our professional staff, we can help you choose the latest fashion perfect for her. Scatell her you love her for that next special moment. And she'll kiss you even before she opens the box. Scatell's, Mount Pleasant and Charleston. If you know she's the perfect one, let us help you create the perfect ring. At Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, we're your full-service jewelry manufacturer. You see, we eliminate the middleman and create your special ring all on site. And with our free diamond seminar and vast loose diamond selection, you're assured of the right decision while getting the best value. Scatell her, you lover. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, locally owned in Mount Pleasant and Charleston.
Hey, Gamecock fans, when it comes to finding a team you can trust with your insurance needs, look no further than the winning combo of Auto Owners Insurance and Turbeville Insurance Agency. They will work for you to score the best in home, auto, business, and life insurance. With Auto Owners Insurance and Turbeville Insurance Agency, you can feel confident that things you value are protected. Why wait for a losing season to make a switch? Call them at 843-569-3923 or visit turbevilleinsurance.com to get started.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this one-hit wonder wins. There's a reason why all these, let's call them, in lack of a, I don't know if we have a term for them, Breakfast Club songs.
Yeah,
we're one-hit wonders.
Yeah, we'll do that as the Breakfast.